Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I've got a gaggle of wrestlers here in the room. This is going to be a lot of fun this morning. We hope you enjoy it. We're going to talk about junior wrestling, kiddie wrestling, and that kind of thing. And I am joined by their coach, Scott Cuff, and Bob Scarborough, and then we're going to bring some of the kids in, too. Hey, Scott, how you doing this morning?
Doing great, Bruce.
Welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Bob, good to see you.
Good morning, Bruce.
Thanks very much for coming on the show. Did you wrestle in high school or college?
No, I didn't.
And that's Bob. Did you wrestle in high school or college?
I wrestled all through high school and 2 years of Joliet Junior College in Joliet, Illinois.
Are you from Joliet?
Yes.
Where'd you wrestle up there?
Wrestled Joliet Central right there. I wrestled 2 years for Joliet Central, 2 years for Joliet Providence, New Lenox.
Oh, really?
Yes.
New Lenox had a pretty good program.
Oh, yes.
Do they still, I presume?
They sure do. I still have contact with the coaches and stuff. When I first started coaching junior high wrestling up there, I actually got to coach against my old coach up there.
So. Oh, is that right?
That's true.
What year did you graduate?
Back in 96.
Okay. I'm trying to think. New Lenox, you both had Providence and what's the other? Lincoln Way?
Lincoln Way.
They're both pretty good schools of wrestling.
Definitely.
Right? And the Joliet Central, who was Joliet Central's main rival? The Catholic?
Joliet it was Catholic, and then it was Joliet West.
Really?
Joliet had two high schools, and the year I graduated, they combined both programs because of the budget cuts in Joliet. So.
Talking with Scott Cuff along with Bob Scarborough, they're here to talk about Cuff Wrestling, Team Cuff Wrestling, and how many kids are involved in the Team Cuff Wrestling?
This year when we started out, we had 26 kids.
Uh-huh.
We got down to 14 because as the season went on, some kids couldn't make what they wanted to do. And wrestling is a real expensive sport for youth wrestling. Well, but now we have 14 kids left that's actually wrestling.
Well, and that's why you're having a fundraiser, too.
That's correct.
And you got to have a mat. And what are the expenses involved in wrestling? I would presume uniforms, mats, and insurance is probably relatively high, as well as referees and all kinds of stuff, right?
This is our first year we're getting into the Illinois Kids Wrestling Federation. It's called IKWF.
Uh-huh.
We start in October, and we go all the way to March. I mean, we have to raise – we're buying brand-new uniforms this year. We're buying a mat so we can be back in Fairfield because we're practicing Albion right now.
Yeah.
So, and then tournament costs, like you're saying, insurance and things like that.
Where are you practicing over in Albion?
At the First Christian Church.
Oh, really? Who's helping you out over there?
Bob comes over. Brian Schinkel helps us when he can. We have different coaches come in from Mount Vernon all over helping us out. Plus, a couple past Fairfield High School kids come over and help us out.
Who comes over?
Andrew Carter.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you got some pretty good little wrestling talent over there, don't you?
Sure do.
Tell me a little bit about what got you into it, Scott. Well, why did the reason I'm asking you that is because you're from the Joliet area, Northern Illinois area. Wrestling in Northern Illinois is on an entirely different level from Southern Illinois. Did it surprise you, the difference in levels?
It sure did. 2 years ago, well, my son was wrestling here at the high school, Matthew Sellers, and my wife's like, we need something for these younger kids because years past, Doug Strange and
is your wife from up there too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Doug Strange was talking to me. He says, "Yeah, I had a program here a couple years ago, and another guy, Bob
Walker,
had a program, and says I think we need a program because these kids are getting in there at freshman level and they're not doing so good, and some kids are quitting, so
they get a little discouraged, don't they?
That's true. And so we started a program last year. We had 16 kids, and we ended with 12 towards the end of the season. And I'm in contact with other friends. And my son wrestled for Mount Vernon Little Lions this past year.
Okay.
And they've gave me possible help with everything. And that's why we decided to join IKWF.
Bob, what got you into wrestling?
These boys of mine.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're trying to channel some energy from those boys into something like other than destroying your home?
Well, that too, but the wife and I even set up a wrestling mat for him downstairs. But being gone, working away all the time, I finally get a chance to do something with the boys, and I'm really enjoying it.
Well, I'll bet. Now, so you're helping Coach Cuff over there every time, huh?
I'm trying my best.
How? It must be. You didn't wrestle, right?
No, I didn't.
How difficult or different is it for you to try to kind of catch up on moves and what all these folks are doing? Like a guy like Scott who's wrestled for 4 years at least in high school and some college, you said, right? And knows what he's doing.
It's very challenging, but it's also a lot of fun and very rewarding to me because I get to experience what these kids are going through.
You're learning kind of the same way they are, aren't you?
But they got one up on me.
What's that?
They actually got to put in the sweat.
Well, yeah, they're doing a lot. Well, see, now you're having to work at it too. I mean, if you're out there wrestling, but you're a little bit bigger than anybody else, right?
I am now.
That's true. I tell you what, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun. Scott, tell me a little bit about the fundraiser coming up this weekend.
The fundraiser this weekend is Friday, June 24th, Backwoods Smoking.
Day after tomorrow. All right.
1402 West Main Street. It's across from Wayne County Fairgrounds. They are putting on a fundraiser for us. Like, it's menus, pork burgers, ribeye, pork chops, barbecue sandwiches, and all the works. Plus, we are selling full rack barbecue ribs for $20.
Really?
Half rack for $10. And if you would want to buy one of the full rack or half racks, we need to know in the next day or so we can pre-order our ribs.
What number would they need to call for pre-order on the ribs there?
618-839-7153 or 618-919-2147. And everyone that buys a rack of ribs will be put into a drawing to win another free rack of ribs.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty handy. Have you had this particular fundraiser before, or is this a new one for you guys?
This is a new fundraiser here because the fundraisers we've had in the past, we've been doing a lot of car washes.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, was it last weekend we did the car wash or weekend before? We actually washed a tour bus. Came in.
You washed a tour bus. Did you have enough ladders or anything for this thing?
We had a couple ladders and we had some long extension brushes. It was an experience for these young men.
They didn't. They paid you more than like $10 or whatever the typical car wash price is, right?
Yeah, I gotta know.
Okay, who negotiated the price with the tour bus? Was it you or did you let the kids do it? Did you let Scott Jr. over there do it?
He looked at the bus. He says, "Don't do it."
Whose tour bus?
It was a group that came up for a skit from Florida at, I think it was a CP North Lebanon Church.
Okay.
I'm not for sure on the name, but he does Red Skeleton performance.
He does a Red Skeleton performance?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yep.
And did he... All right, I got to know. What was the price? What did he talk you into, Scott? I got to know.
Well, at first, he's like, I said, donation. He said, $40. I said, no. I said, how about $50? And he...
You're easy.
I know, but he didn't want to budge. And I was thinking, hey, we got 2 weeks before we go to camp, and we actually did the bus for $50.
Yeah, he did give you the $50.
He gave us the $50.
So you must have done a pretty good job on it.
We did. The boys worked hard. They really did.
Did you have the whole slew of boys and the families out there too, Mrs. Scarborough and everybody?
We had them all out there.
See, that's a good thing. You get all the family together, right, Bob?
Yeah. It's nice to get the wife out there to do something. I mean, actually, I shouldn't say that, but she does an awful lot for us.
You might have said that wrong.
But I enjoy spending time with her and get to do something with these kids.
It's awesome. The phone numbers for the ribs are they're on our website. And like you said, it's 839-7153 or 919-2147. You can go to the WFIW community calendar page. And on Friday the 24th, we've got those phone numbers in there. You're not just selling. See, your normal, the normal fundraiser menu is that pork burgers, ribeyes, chops, and barbecue. You've got more of the stuff than that, though, don't you?
That's true.
More like fair food, right?
Curly fries, funnel cakes, Oreo churros in the works,
right.
Loaded nachos.
What in the world are funnel cake fries? I looked at this, and this first thing that caught my eye.
I haven't seen the funnel cake fries yet.
You're a chef, man. You ought to know.
You know,
this.
But the thing about it is, I get the good stuff. It's fair food, but
fair food's not know, typical for what you're selling over at your place.
No.
Coach Kev, tell everybody where you do work.
I work TA in Mount Vernon. I work for a good company. It's Travel Center over there.
And Travel America.
Travel America. Okay. And
one is that? Is that the one that's on the north side on 45 or 15?
Yes.
As you're heading west. One of them has the Denny's or something, right? Or what's?
Yeah, ours is before the Denny's. We have the Popeye's Chicken and the Country Fry.
I got to know. I've wanted to go to the Popeye's Chicken. I used to go to Popeye's Chicken in Champaign. That Popeye's Chicken in Champaign was great. Tell me about the Popeye's Chicken. I don't know if you teach. I don't know if you cook at the Popeye's Chicken.
No.
No? So I need to go to the other side, huh?
Well, look at me, Bruce. Don't you think I ate enough chicken?
You might be eating a little fried chicken from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
It is. It's good food.
So what you're saying is you're an expert on this fundraiser. You'll be able to make sure that it's good pork burgers and chops.
Definitely.
I'm talking with Scott Cuff along with Bob Scarborough, and we are talking Scott, the Cuff Wrestling Fundraiser, and we'll talk with some of the wrestlers. We've got three wrestlers here, and they are just champing at the bit to hop on the radio. They're waiting to talk about their winning and losing. More winning, hopefully, than losing. We'll talk with those kids when we return on the Bruce Dickey Show. You're listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across the way by some of the folks from Team Cuff Wrestling, and they've started a junior program for wrestling. What age group do you deal with for the most part, Scott?
Age groups we have is kindergarten, eighth grade. That is our cutoff for IKWF.
Okay. Let's talk to your lad sitting there next to you. Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Scott Cuff Jr.
Scott Cuff Jr. Okay, Scott. How long have you been wrestling?
A year and a couple months.
A year and a couple of months. So are you enjoying what you're doing? Are you enjoying wrestling? How often do you have practice?
We have practice every Tuesdays and
okay.
Saturdays.
Tuesdays and Saturdays. How often do you wrestle in meets and matches and tournaments and that kind of thing?
Every week.
Every week, huh? Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Who's your biggest competition? Where's the who's the guy you don't want to face?
Probably Owen Miller.
Where's he from?
Vandalia.
That punk. You hate him, don't you?
Yeah.
How have you been doing? Are you pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah. What weight class? Or what do you? What do you? What? How old are you?
I'm 10, and I'm in 78 pounds.
How many different classes are there? Do you know? Do you pay any attention to that?
I don't pay attention to that.
All you know is you want to get out there and wrestle. What are you good at? What's your specialty?
My special thing is hitting hitting the three-quarter Nelson on people.
So you're good. You're better when you're actually on top as opposed to doing takedowns, right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised a wiry kid like you, I'd think you'd be really good at the takedowns. Is the takedowns more work and you found something you were good at?
Yeah.
Three-quarter Nelson. Now tell me about the three-quarter Nelson. What is that as opposed? I know what the half and the full is. What's the three-quarter in comparison? Can you tell me or do you know?
You have to lock the ankle.
Yeah.
And then you have to take your right arm, underneath his stomach, and then go over the head. Then take this left hand, go over the head, and then pull it in.
The left hand isn't going through the arm though, is it?
No.
No, that'd be a full.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Yeah.
What are you locking the ankle with? Your knees?
With your legs.
Okay. How often does this work? Do you ever have anybody get out of that from you? Just what is it? If you don't get it sucked in strong enough or something, somebody will get away from you?
Yeah.
How often does that happen? Say never. See, this is when you ought to be going all Ultimate Warrior on people. Never! It never happens! I'm so good! Huh. Does it ever happen?
No.
Well, that's cool. That's good. I'm glad to hear it. All right. Now, what's your record? I think you told me earlier, what's your record?
I think it was like
80 and 17.
Yeah.
Do you remember, I tell you what, do you remember most of the 80 wins? What do you remember more, the 80 wins or the 17 losses? When you look back on your matches and tournaments and that kind of thing.
The 80 wins.
Do you really? That's good. Scott, that was my problem. I was never able to forget the losses. They still bug me. tell me a little bit then about how often... How many matches will you wrestle on your normal tournament, like in a normal day?
Four.
Really?
4 to 3.
Do you get tired?
Yeah.
How much do you run getting ready for those tournaments and stuff?
Probably about an hour.
No kidding. You're in the best shape of your life?
Yeah.
How about that? He's only 10. All right, who wants to talk, Seth or Jax? Which of you guys are wanting to go first? They keep pointing to the other one. Seth, step up. All right. Seth, how long? This is Seth Scarborough. Good morning, Seth. How are you?
Good.
Tell me how long you've been wrestling.
3 months.
3 months, huh? What's your favorite thing to do in wrestling? What's your favorite? You like the running? Nobody likes the running, Seth. Come on.
I like the cow catcher.
You like the cow catcher, huh? Tell me what the cow catcher is. I was a wrestler, but it's been so long, I can't remember. Tell me what a cow catcher is when it comes to wrestling.
You put your hand over their neck, and then you put your arm under...
You need to be near the microphone, okay?
You put your hand under their neck, and uh-huh. You put your other hand under their arm, and then...
You kind of flip them?
And get them on their belly.
Get them on their back?
Uh-huh.
Do you ever pin anybody?
Yeah.
What's your favorite sound in the world? Is the favorite sound in the world when that referee brings that arm down and goes pop on somebody, right? Do you like that?
Mm-mm.
No! You want to wrestle full matches then, don't you, Seth? All right, how about Jack, scoot over there to that microphone. Let's chat with you. Tell everybody your name.
My name is Jack Michaels. Scarborough.
Jax Michael Scarborough. Okay. How long have you been wrestling, Jax? Longer than Seth?
Yeah.
What's your favorite move? Are you any good at it? Tell me if you're any good at it.
I'm really good at, most of every move.
Back to the microphone. How old are you? How old are you, Jax?
8.
You're 8. Okay. So, now, I got to ask, Jax, does your older brother or older sister practice with you and throw you against the bed and the wall and that kind of stuff?
My older brother.
What's your favorite move?
The cowcatcher.
You like the cowcatcher too, huh? Tell me, are you more effective at it? You've been working at it a little bit longer than Seth, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you practice with Seth at all?
Yeah.
Now, how much bigger than him are you?
I don't know. 10 pounds.
10 pounds? Is that enough for you to really beat the wallop the guff out of him or what?
Yeah. You never mean it.
No, really, Seth, does he not beat you up? You beat him. You beat him up, don't you, Seth?
Yeah.
There you go. I got to tell you, Scott, I might have just created a little rivalry. What do you think, there, Bob?
I think it's awesome. These two, they get along really well, but they also motivate each other and push each other.
Is that right? Well, that's wonderful. What's your favorite part of wrestling, anyway? There, Jax. You got to think about it. It's not the. Is it the running? Is it the practice? Can't be practice, huh?
The girls.
The girls. Okay. Where do you see the girl? You got cheerleaders at practice or not at practice at the tournaments? I guess.
No.
So basically, wrestling helps you to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Hey, that's cool. What do you think of that, Scott Jr.?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Everybody's got to have a reason for doing all they do. I got to tell you, Scott, Bob, it didn't help me. Scott, tell me, did wrestling help you, or you don't even want to talk about it? Get back toward that microphone.
Well, it did. But not now.
Oh, that's great. I'm talking with Team Cuff Wrestling. I'm talking with Scott Cuff along with Bob Scarborough. And, Bob, now tell me, Bob, you're new to wrestling and new to coaching. What do you do for a living?
I'm an oil field directional driller.
And you are on the road most of the time, right?
A lot of time.
A lot of time. Does coaching help you get a little bit more time with your kids, or how's that work?
This has been a true blessing. I've actually got to spend a lot of time, take some time off work with today's market, and actually be a big part of this program and help these boys and learning a lot.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh, I'm enjoying the tar out of it.
Are you?
Yes.
I bet you're learning more than you ever thought. I mean, whenever you see, like, somebody who's been doing it for years able to work moves on somebody, that's really kind of a revelation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's there's a lot of hard work and a lot of things that going on that people don't see.
Yeah.
With that, unless they're part of it. And I've also had to work out with a couple boys that remind me how old I really am. You know, it's a lot of work.
How big of kids do you said you have eighth graders, Scott, but how big of kids do you have or have you had in the program?
Last year we actually had some of the high schoolers come down and help out and wrestle around. We've had some pretty big size eighth graders this year. Hunter Murphy, Vance Hendricks, and Steven. They all helped us come down. They were wrestling throughout the year, and they just decided to enjoy their summer.
Yeah.
But as coaches, we like to win. But we don't emphasize just on winning. And as a team, we're considered a team, but like we teach our kids, we're considered a family.
Yeah.
That's what we are.
Well, how far do you tell me a little bit about the practicalities of wrestling teams in Southern Illinois. How far do you guys go for your tournaments, and how many teams are there that you'll see? And will you see the same teams every week, or are there other places you go and see new teams?
If we stay in Southern Illinois, you'll see the same team more than once. 2 weeks ago, we just got back from Taylorville.
Okay.
So we went to Taylorville. We go to Urbana. We've been up to Tremont.
That's a long haul.
We went to Tremont, and we brought back a couple championships. Our kids did a great clinic up there with BJ Furrow. He's an Olympic wrestler.
Let's scoot back a little bit so folks can hear you a little bit better. There you go.
BJ
Furrow, huh?
Is it BJ or TJ?
BJ.
BJ Furrow. He's an Olympic wrestler. He did a clinic up there. So it was a great experience for these boys. We do travel a lot. There is some nice competitive teams here in Southern Illinois, but like we were talking earlier, when you go north, they eat and sleep wrestling.
Yeah.
You'll see the difference in competition as you go north.
Whenever you get up there, do you see any are there any Southern Illinois programs that are making headway, getting nearer to the level of the Northern Illinois teams? Or is it it seems like here we're kind of starting a little bit from scratch, aren't we?
That's true. There is a team out of Marion. It's SEWA, Illinois Wrestling Academy. They are impressive. They just got back from Iowa at camp, Iron Sharpen Wrestling Camp. We're going to Iron Sharpen Wrestling Camp in Bloomington in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, but there is some Southern Illinois teams making headway up north.
Yeah. So, how many kids are you going to be taking to the camp?
We're taking 5 kids to camp this year. They're all boys. We do have a couple girls on the team.
Mm-hmm.
We will take boy or girl no matter what it is.
Yeah. Now, do the girls wrestle the boys all the way through, don't they?
Boys and girls have to wrestle each other. And there is some high-caliber girls wrestling.
Really?
I've seen some girls, and Bob has. These girls are amazing. They will whoop the tar out of some of these boys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at a younger age like that, you've probably got maybe more mature kids, stronger earlier than the boys, I suspect.
Younger kids, I've come to learn, is easier to coach.
Really?
I mean, they may be younger, but it's easier to coach a younger kid than an older kid.
How so?
And my belief is they will listen. If you can keep their attention span, they're fine.
Yeah.
Older kid is, you're actually catering to some of them because their needs or their wants. I mean, the older kids that we've had is, you know, they're great kids.
Sure.
I mean, but when they
get older. But they've got more distractions too, don't they?
Distractions. Outside distraction girls or whatever their distraction is. But
well, no, we already heard Jax has girl distractions over here.
The distraction Jax got, look at his foot there.
Yeah, Jax has a – how'd Jax do that? He's got a little
He was showing
foot.
A couple girls a couple moves in his basement. He was doing some flips that we learned up at the TJ Tremont tournament, and
he just happened. Had an accident.
He had an accident.
How long's that boot going to be on there, Jax?
Off today.
Oh, well, let's all hope so. That's cool. I'm talking with Scott Cuff and Bob Scarborough, as well as Scott Cuff Jr., Seth Scarborough, and Jack Scarborough. We're talking about Cuff Wrestling, and it's kiddie wrestling, and we're going to talk a little bit more with those folks about the fundraiser coming up this Friday and plenty of other stuff for you, what they have in the future planned. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back in a bit.
Never know.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. It's 9:48 this morning. Today, by the way, is June 22nd. Today's business of the day is classic pizza and pasta. Order any menu-priced medium pizza before 10 p.m. tonight, and your second medium pizza is free. Visit ClassicPizzaPasta.com. That's ClassicPizzaPasta.com. To select your toppings and specialty sauces like barbecue, garlic butter, Alfredo, ranch, or buffalo, or specialty pizza like the taco, bacon cheeseburger, or new mac and cheese, then call 847-8181 and your order will be ready for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery from Classic Pizza and Pasta in downtown Fairfield, home of the best salad bar in town. That is today's business of the day. All right, I'm joined by Scott Cuff along with Bob Scarborough. They are the coaches for Team Cuff Wrestling. How'd you come up with that name, Scott?
Well, I had to use just imagine.
Had to come up with something, didn't you?
Sure did.
All right, now, how long have you been running? You just started last year, right?
Last year was the first year that I've started coaching here in Fairfield. I mean, I've coached junior high wrestling up north for eight different years, and I've had a little bit of high school coaching experience also.
Uh-huh. How big would you like to see this get? What's the future of Team Cuff Wrestling? I mean, at some point, you're not looking to follow Scott Jr. through grade school and high school or anything like that, right, or what?
No, I want this program to last. When I started the program, I want something when he graduates from high school and say, Dad, I want to start run the program for you.
Well, that'd be cool.
That's something. It's a gift I want to give to my son. Because he loves wrestling. I love wrestling. And like I was telling you earlier, we're not just a team. We're a family.
Yeah. How good were you back in school?
Junior high, I took 2 years. I was a state champ 2 years in junior high, and I was a one-year state champion for Joliet Providence.
Oh, no kidding. What is it, class 2A or?
2A.
What would that
145.
145. No kidding.
145.
Golly, you're like me. That was a few years ago. Well,
look at me. That was a few years ago.
Few years and a few LBs ago.
Yes.
I got second place in state my senior year and wrestled a state champ for like 4 years. So that was in practice. That's the worst part. See, now that's the thing, and that's probably one of the keys to this program. Is getting kids to a level where in practice they're wrestling each other and improving each other to an extremely high level of competition, right?
Yes. Our biggest thing is we have a lot of kids close to the same weight classes. Like this past weekend in the championship match at Taylorville, both of my wrestlers are in a championship against each other.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well, you know, the good thing is you're going to get a winner, but you hate to have them wrestling against each other, don't you?
That's true. That's true.
How many weight classes do they have in kids wrestling?
They start, I believe, at 45 pounds and go all the way to 210 heavyweight.
Up through eighth grade it's the 210.
I'll tell you this. We had a kid this year as a seventh grader that weighed 185 pounds on cuff wrestling.
So is that who Bob was wrestling,
getting
the heck beat out of him or what? Bob, was that who you were going up against?
Yeah, he put it on me.
You've been in it, Scott, for 20 years. How do the smaller weights take to different moves better, or the bigger weights, or does it really matter
I see that the smaller weights are faster, and they can get more moves done than the bigger kids.
I'm talking about which ones who take to them first. They learn. Is there the smaller weights like to learn more moves, or the bigger weights like to learn more stuff?
Could go 50-50. The younger kids are easier to coach.
Yeah.
With the moves and stuff. Because if it's a move they like, they'll sit there and watch over and over and over again. And we do, we in the beginning of the season, we at some of the tournaments, we'd go back and watch the tournament on TV so they would see what they were doing right, what they're doing wrong.
I presume you're having a ball doing this.
I'm having a ball. Besides, the wrestling tournaments, we take the kids on trips. We went to a Cardinals game this year. We do different things with the kids. It's not all about wrestling and stuff. We try to keep even the families involved, their mom, dads, brothers and sisters, but it is an experience for me. I mean, as years go on, I can look back and say, hey, this was something good to do for this community.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what's coming up. I know you mentioned a moment ago you've got a wrestling camp coming up next month.
We're going to Iron Sharpen Wrestling Camp. They're from Iowa.
Okay. Now, what all will the kids do at a camp like that? They're staying at the on-site?
We're staying on-site at Westland University in Bloomington.
So the kids get to go hang out in the dorms and all that kind of stuff.
Hang out in the dorms.
That's fun.
We start at 7 in the morning with technique. We do duels. Each kid will wrestle between 15 to 20 matches at camp.
Wow.
15 to 20 matches at camp. Every night there is an activity plan. One night they'll be going to a water park. One night they'll go bowling. One night they'll go to the movie theater. Uh-huh. Besides, like I'm saying, it's not just all about wrestling.
Sure.
But there's Team Olympics that we'll be doing up there and everything. And
who are the instructors? Do you have quality instructors coming down? For those people who don't know much about wrestling, Iowa is basically the hotbed. It's the hotbed. And if you get folks coming over from Iowa to teach wrestling, you typically get a pretty good level of high level of talent coaching, right?
That's true. He's not really a local boy, but he's a close one. Matt Hughes will be at camp with some of the boys, uh-huh, working with some of them. Dan Gable was at the Iowa camp. There's different wrestlers.
You got Dan Gable coming over?
Dan, I don't know if he'll be at this one, but he was just at the Iowa camp a week ago.
See, you're like talking to the best, one of the best wrestlers in the history of the world.
Yes. And this camp is not really that expensive compared to some of the other camps. It's really affordable. That's why we're doing the fundraisers. I think the coaches are more excited going to camp than the boys.
Well, you see, now that's the question. You getting to go too, Bob?
Yes.
That's one of the important things about it. You'll learn more coaching skills up there than you could ever learn from Scott. No offense.
Yeah, no.
Have you ever been to a camp like this?
Not like this, Bob? No. I've been to some smaller camps in the area, but I really look forward to this one.
Tell me about the other fundraisers. Now, we've got the fundraiser coming up on Friday, June 24th. So Backwoods Smoking's going to do another one for you?
Yeah, they're going to do another one for us July 8th. It's the same menu. That one on July 8th, we are going to be serving catfish.
Really?
It's gonna be a fish. I think it's catfish. They're going to be doing a fish fry for us that day also. It's a
In
fry.
Addition to the rest of the menu?
Yes. Yes.
How about that?
They're a blessing. I cannot ask for anything more from these people. They've worked with us. We're on Facebook with it and stuff like that. I believe if you're going to be in a community, the community works together.
Yeah. Tell me about the other car. You said you'd had car washes before. You've got one coming up.
We've got two more car washes coming up. The July 2nd car wash, that goes towards the proceeds for camp. July 9th, that proceeds from that is going to buy us brand new wrestling mats.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
How much does a good wrestling mat cost these days? Any idea? Are you going to get used one or is there new ones?
We're going to get new ones, but it's like a 12 by 12.
Okay.
Around $500 a mat. We have two practice locations.
Okay, so, where do you practice? You talked about the Christian Church over in Albion. Where else?
We're moving into a new building right behind ADA Auto Detail. Bob's dad has the place there, and he says, you guys can use this place. It's kind of hard for some kids to get to Albion.
Sure.
But we're actually opening up. This year is going to be our first year. We're going to get into Wayne City Schools, Jeff Schools, Sisney Schools. We want to make this big for these kids.
It sounds like you've got opportunities for it. When are you having sign-ups, that kind of thing?
Sign-ups we're going to do is September 10th and September 17th at the Fairfield Public Library. It'll be from 10 to 2.
What kind of, you mentioned it gets kind of expensive. What kind of money are we talking about for this kind of for a parent who wants to get their kid involved?
For a parent to get their child involved, it's $75 per child, which includes – for IKWF, you have to have a USA wrestling card to participate,
mm-hmm,
and that'll cover your card and your shirt. What we're going to do is, besides
that helps pay for insurance, too, I presume.
Oh, yeah. Insurance is expensive for wrestling for a year. We're going to do a raffle, a cash raffle when we start up registration. Proceeds from that will buy the kids their singlets.
I got to tell you, though, $75 is pretty reasonable when you look at some of the other club stuff going around, isn't it?
Ours, honestly, is one of the cheapest rates of registration. I've seen some teams charge $250 for your kid to wrestle.
Wow.
A year.
Wow.
And you don't keep the singlet.
And you don't keep it.
Yeah.
Well, best.
But with our raffle, the kids that sells their tickets, it'd be 20 tickets, they'll get to keep their singlet. They're all customized with their name, everything on the back of your
seat. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's a great. It's awesome.
You got. We're talking about Team Cuff Wrestling. Their fundraiser is this Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. up there at Backwoods Smoking. That's just across from the Wayne County Fairgrounds. Fellas, thanks very much for coming on today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You betcha. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.